Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for returning to my channel, and this is about burning flags in Northern Ireland. Well, it's the marching season that begins about the 12th of July. That's the main day for the Orange Order. The Apprentice Boys of Derry, they've got some big marches. The Relief of Derry, 12th of August. They're not that many more. There's something in September, I can't remember which that one is. We'll see Republicans mostly marching around Easter, for the Easter Rising and whenever. And bonfires are part of this. Bonfires have been something celebratory for centuries. And people finding wooden pallets, any scrap wood, so long as it's quite, you're going to burn quite well, quite dry, not green wood, freshly cut. And burning those outside in some waste ground and hundreds of people gathering for a social event. But so these things, they need to be done in a safe way because it could be dangerous, especially when they pile these things up. Many meters high is burning, it could collapse on people and things like that. And sometimes they're doing it illegally without local permission. So it's been contentious. I remember walking around the Shankill Road in Belfast years ago, just after I left school, and seeing the Irish tricolour very high. I thought, why on earth would anybody be hoisting the tricolour so high in the Shankill Road, which everybody knows is like the most firmly loyalist area in West Belfast, because it would be a bit dangerous to display that in those days. I don't think you'd be killed, but you might be beaten up, which is horrific. No one should suffer violence for displaying any national flag anywhere. I'm not saying that's remotely acceptable. It's not. So if you were to fly the tricolour in on the Shankill Road, I wouldn't think you're a bad person and shouldn't suffer at all. But unfortunately, some people do. Anyway, and then I realize, oh, they're going to burn it. And so when loyalist bonfires, or bonnies they call them, burning the Irish flag, as in orange, white and green, and sometimes Republicans burning the Union flag, as in it's red, white, blue, and so on. So nobody should burn any national flag. I ask people not to do so. Nowhere in the world, flag of any country, or really flags at all, you know. So I've never burned a flag or defaced a flag in my life. I'm not a big flag waver. I have owned a tricolour and a Union flag, and I've worn a British flag t-shirt, and I've worn stuff with the Irish flag on it and stuff like that. Well, my cap to this day. See, it's not bad if you want to wear it every day. That's not my bag. But anyway, it's distasteful, it's immature, it's offensive. And I know there's a right to offend. I mean, I'm not offended by people burning flags, Irish, British flags, even though I'm British and Irish, or any national flag. I prefer if they don't. But some people are mortally offended. Got flags against laws against desecrating the flag in the United States and so on, which I think is preposterous. And big into free expression, and that includes the right to insult, the right to burn flags. So I'm saying there ought to be a legal right, but you know, there's not a moral one. Some loyalists were burning the Irish tricolour. I think it was in Derry recently, which is despicable. Nobody should burn any flag like that, especially when there's such good relations between the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom and the nationalist community and the unionist community, because you're just souring that and there's no need to be gratuitously insulting. And likewise, there's a Republican bonfire the other day, and on the bog side of Derry, they were replacing various flags. They were burning the Union flag, flags connected with the British Armed Forces, such as the Parachute Regiment, which has got a very bad reputation in Derry because of Bloody Sunday, and so on. And they stole the crimson flag, and it's just a single colour crimson from St. Columb's Cathedral. That's the Church of Ireland Cathedral, a Protestant one in Derry. And this was burnt on Friday. So the Apprentice Boys, they were these teenage boys who in 1689... played a key role in the siege, as in slamming the gates in front of King James II's troops to prevent them coming in, and then precipitating the siege of Derry, because Lundy, who was the governor of the city of Derry, was minded to obey the king's orders, open the gates and let these troops in, who were Catholics and so on, and then the siege ensued. Don't want to relate the whole narrative of the siege of Derry, but that's like a seminal moment in Ulster loyalist history. Although maybe it doesn't suit loyalists to remember, in those days, they were the rebels. It was Catholics who were loyal to the rightful monarch, King James II, King of Ireland, King of Scots, King of England, and so on. So some people had said, well, do you please return the Apprentice Boys flag? But that's not it. So this is petty theft. Goodness. So please don't burn these things. Obviously, they were burning wreaths, something to do with Remembrance Day. So the police are looking at this. It's a hate crime and so on. And I think the police ought to, like, deal with real crime that does real harm, not hurt feelings. When there's real crime to be dealt with, like, you know, murder and people trafficking and rape and burglary and stuff like that, and shoplifting, and not this, which just makes people mildly upset. We should grow up about that. Goodness. And some people even burning a British flag, a Union flag, and things like that. Or, goodness, yeah. So the Bishop of Derry has asked people not to do this, the Catholic Bishop of Derry, saying this is just inciting enmity towards other groups. It's infuriating people, and we really don't want to go back to that. So some people who came to maturity after 1998 won't remember the troubles and just how bad that was. And so there's no need to go out of your way to be rude to people to stoke up fury. It's nice to be nice, as they say. So kindness won't go amiss. And yes, so don't go out of your way to be rude to people. And I believe in being forthright as well. As I say, I don't question people's moral right to do things. I'm not sure what the law is. I think we define hate crime too broadly. And people should be allowed to do contentious things. And the police service in Northern Ireland, by trying to intervene and stop some of these things, they may actually aggravate it. So sometimes they just have to let it go. Police exercise their discretion and, you know, prioritization. That is what governance and policing is all about. Anyway, I'm glad that the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, has said that people should not be holding these illegal regulated bonfires, which are dangerous to people there, can collapse on them, burn them, could spread, especially in the summer, if there's a dry grass, spread across the waste ground to the park, to people's houses, and things like that. So goodness, the 15th of August, because of the course, that's the Feast of the Assumption. That's when the Blessed Virgin was assumed into heaven. Okay, Catholics believe that she didn't die. She was just raised to heaven somehow. And so that, I think, was a Feast of Obligation. I'm not sure if it still is. Ferragosto in Italy, celebrated in other Catholic-majority countries around the world. But is it the 4th of August was internment? That was brought in on Sunday, the 4th of August, 1971, as in the security forces arresting people suspected members of terrorist organisations, the Irish Republican Army, the Ulster Volunteer Force, and so forth. And they were held, some of them, up until December 1975, if I got that right. So people commemorate the introduction of internment, which was phased out. So several hundred people were interned, and some people like to burn bonfires in public places in commemoration of that. They were on the side of the internees, not the security forces, those who are burning the bonfires. Thanks for watching the channel. So please subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.